Thank you so much for listening to Why Is Harriet Crying? If you want to join us over at patreon.com/whyisharrietcrying, you can sign up, and for the price of a coffee, the podcast becomes weekly. That means you get an extra episode every fortnight where me and Sunil solve each other's problems. Is that what we do?
I thought you were going to say we solve crime. I thought that's where you were going. I'm like, yeah, good new direction. I like it. Next episode will be solving crimes.
Yeah, so tune in. Thanks for supporting us, everybody.
Thank you.
I hope I look okay.
Welcome to this episode of Why Is Harriet Crying? With me, Sunil Patel.
It's not that you can't just do a normal, you have to do a big fancy introduction today.
Go on, then.
Welcome to the 100th episode of Why Is Harriet Crying?
I thought it was 99th.
No, this is 100.
Oh, but we're live. Okay, yeah, got it. Wow,
we're in episode 100.
Okay.
It's the big one. Over 5 years.
If I'd known it was the 100th, I would have made a real effort.
What would you have done?
Oh, my hat.
You can do it now.
I've got my hat here.
Will you put your hat on?
I can't reach it.
Just bend around a bit more. Oh, dear. No one can see it's a podcast. Unless they're watching on the video, yeah.
Patreon.
Well, that's okay, special for the Patreon members. Happy 100!
Happy 100th to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. What are you going to do to celebrate?
Get a brilliant guest on.
Oh.
We've got smoother and smoother the longer we've done it, I think.
Well, okay, we'll get a brilliant guest on.
Who should we have?
Well, we've already got
Evelyn Mark here with us.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Sunil, you just started without any warning, and I was still talking.
Yeah, you cut Evelyn off.
I was doing it as a test. I didn't realize we were actually going to start there, but you took my cue and went with it.
Yeah, I did, and I stopped talking.
Yeah.
And also, you told me that you didn't tell me it was going to be filmed.
Yeah.
So I'm very self-conscious, but now you're letting me know it's only for the Patreon audience.
That's right.
Yes. So I'm okay with that.
So you don't care what you look like for the Patreons.
If you're only listening to the audio, do remember you can pay money and see Evelyn Mock looking awful.
Excuse me.
She's got a very cute new haircut.
I'm trying to get them to pay.
Trying to entice them.
Yeah, pay so you see the real me. The me that nobody else gets to see.
You can't look awful because you've been walking around all day. You wouldn't walk
She looks cute. I think we should encourage people to pay because she looks hot.
Okay, that.
Go look at Evelyn.
She said she didn't.
You then joined in though.
Yeah,
with your backwards cap on. No, you don't. You don't do that at all. No, you're not.
I'm very agreeable.
You're not. You literally take the opposite on every single.
Yeah, you're very hard working.
Very disagreeable.
You're the ones taking the opposite of me for this.
You are. I think if two people that know you very well say you are disagreeable.
Yeah, you're so.
You are both so disagreeable.
We are so agreeable. Me and Evelyn will go to never-ending lengths to please people.
I said
my lisp came out and I said please.
I think we're known in the comedy circuit for being the most agreeable people. Me and
Harry. That's probably true.
And you are known as being very disagreeable and unlikable.
Not known as being disagreeable or unlikable. You two are known as the biggest losers in comedy.
Oh my God, Sunil.
What?
You're friends with us, and what does that make you?
Exactly.
As someone who collects losers. Puts them in a little pen.
You're the one with the backwards hat on. You're wearing a backwards hat.
Winners wear backwards hats.
No, winners don't wear. I've never seen.
Really
who's ever won something wearing a backwards cap?
Yeah.
Nobody.
That's actually a good point. Andre Agassi, maybe?
The Losers World Cup, he maybe won then.
he maybe won the biggest loser.
One of the greatest tennis players ever.
I've never heard of him.
Yes, you have.
All I know is he had sex in a cupboard.
Did he?
Yeah, what? In a restaurant. Wait, who is he? He's a tennis player.
Oh, you're talking about Boris Becker.
Boris Becker. Yeah.
Oh, who's Boris Becker?
Boris Becker had sex in a cupboard. Boris Becker had sex in a cupboard. And then Andre Agassi, don't know anything.
Well, he took a lot of speed.
Oh, wow. Allegedly.
And he also hates
allegedly.
Tennis.
No, let's not get sued on our 100th episode.
He said it in his book.
Did he?
Also, he hated tennis.
What?
Well, he sort of hated it towards the end.
Why?
His dad just made him play it because he was good at it and that.
How old was he towards the end? Was he like 35?
Like towards the end of his career.
Was he still like, his dad was still there just being like, you have to play it.
Just go and fucking hit this back.
Yeah, now you have to win it for a country.
Yeah.
What country is he from?
America.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound American.
Or straight in there. Evelyn Mock, Swedish. Sweden's Evelyn Mock.
Yes.
I haven't seen...
Actually, it does sound Swedish, Mock. Yeah, sorry.
We haven't seen Evelyn in over a year.
Yes.
You haven't, yeah. Have you? You haven't seen her, have you?
So, Evelyn, I haven't seen since, what, September when you left?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I speak to her a lot, and I have a lot of video calls with her, so it wasn't such a huge, like, yes, I get to see Evelyn.
I mean, I felt that way when I set up a lunch date with Sunil. I was like, I'm so excited to see you, Sunil. And then when I met him, I was like, hey, Sunil, I'm so excited. And he was like, yeah.
I don't like...
So you were the one who wasn't excited. I was very excited.
Yeah, I was excited. Yeah, it was
weird. Why wouldn't you show it, though? Just try. Yeah. Just try to show an emotion, because otherwise it's rude.
Then it would be performative and not real.
No, but try and access an emotion. Just one. Just try and feel something and let someone know that you care.
All right, maybe I wasn't.
Just try and care about something.
Maybe I wasn't excited at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because didn't you guys start this whole podcast to try to evoke emotions into
And it's no, really worked. It's been a success, as we realized on the 100th episode that we've achieved our goal.
But I would like to offer you, I would like to offer everyone and Sunil a theory of why he is.
Evelyn is a licensed therapist.
I would love to hear this, Evelyn.
Evelyn's read upwards of 100 self-help books. And she'd like to offer her wisdom.
I'm a licensed professional YouTube watcher.
She sent me so many videos
on attachment
about
style.
From some woman just banging on about attachment style. And it was just like, what? You were like, I figured out. She like, you spent a lot of time figuring out stuff.
Yes, I have.
You used this time. She used this time to better herself.
I did.
That's very impressive. Actually, good for you, Evelyn.
Yeah. I see zero changes in Evelyn Mock. Not a single thing has changed about her. She's the same Evelyn.
Her hair's changed.
Her hair's changed.
Yeah. That's changed, so that's not true.
Yeah, but that's not from watching YouTube videos about attachment.
Maybe she watched a YouTube video about hair cutting and she got hair.
Let's have this analysis.
Yeah.
Have a better attachment style.
Okay, let's hear the theory.
So I've been reading up on attachment styles.
Great.
And attachment styles is a psychological theory that is based on your relationships with your primary caregivers when you're a kid. And the basis is that the way you form relationships later in life, especially romantic ones, or even close friendships, like close emotional relationships, the behaviors are all learnt from how you formed your attachment to your parents, basically, when you're young. So there are
interesting. Mm-hmm.
This could go somewhere interesting. It won't. I guarantee it won't.
It's going somewhere so interesting.
Go on.
So, I think when I say the attachment style Sunil is, everybody's gonna go like, So basically, there are roughly like they separate it into four groups. The secure people are the ones who are, you know, secure. They had a proper good upbringing, parents who were there, loving and there for them emotionally, available, but also not overbearing. So they handle connection and rejection very well.
Sure.
It doesn't reflect upon them. And then we have three insecure attachment styles. Mm. The first one is anxious.
That's you. That's Harriet.
How do you know it's Harriet?
She's anxious.
Okay, good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first one.
Well, you've got one
this
thing
is going
there.
Great. Yeah. We've absolutely nailed Harriet on this theory. Go on.
No, this is about Sunil. Why are you nailing me, Evelyn?
Exactly. You're just trying to project it out.
Yes.
Okay,
probably that's what your attachment style does.
What, projecting?
Projects,
Is that right, Evelyn?
What? Sorry.
Does his attachment style project onto other people? Yes. There we go. That makes sense then.
Yeah. So anxious attachment is anxious preoccupied, basically. It's when the kid, the parent was, their emotional availability was unpredictable. So the kid had to kind of contort themselves into trying to gain the parents' love, basically. So an anxious preoccupied will often try to suss out what the other person wants and try to be that for the other person. And they're very preoccupied with their partner or the other person. Stop pointing at Harriet!
Why are you pointing at me? I'm not preoccupied with Bobby.
I don't think she is.
All right, fine.
I think you're very secure, actually.
Oh my God, I just got upgraded to secure. I'm the most secure. Fuck you. Yeah. I'm secure.
Harriet is the most secure.
Harriet's the most secure. I mean, she's the married one.
Yeah, but I'm married to Bobby. Like, you can't, I don't think Bob, it counts.
Not secure.
Yeah.
Definitely not secure. Oh my gosh. And then we have the anxious avoidant or dismissive avoidant.
Oh.
And
interesting. Okay.
I only even just mentioned the name.
No, I don't know what.
We don't even know what it means.
Yeah.
And interesting.
But which one of these are me now?
I wonder which one is you. So it's not secure.
I'm waiting to find out.
What was the one we just heard?
I just want dismissive. The experts to tell me.
Let dismissive. Me explain the dismissive.
Yes, thank you, Evelyn.
We'll see if you can figure it out, Steele.
Very, very neat.
So the anxious dismissive is... they often grew up in a household where the parents were just emotionally unavailable.
Okay.
And so they learned that they had to kind of be independent and take care of their own needs. So
this is why you're asking me these questions the other day. Yeah. This is why she came around the other day and she was like, tell me about your parents. And I was like, what? We were supposed to be writing comedy. And I was like, how is this helpful at all?
She was diagnosing you.
I was pop psychologizing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what's that story about Disneyland?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
What?
The story about Disneyland.
When your dad went to Disneyland without you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a story I tell on stage.
When they showed you photos.
The exact thing that happened was that he was working in the Bahamas. Uh-huh. And he said, I'm going on another work trip to Florida, so I'll take some photos of Disneyland for you.
But I bet you didn't even feel sad. I bet you just went, oh, it looks nice. Yeah.
No, I didn't want that to go.
You did want to go.
Yeah.
Oh, that breaks my heart to think of a little Sunil wanting to go to Disneyland. And since then, he's been dismissive. Yes. Ever since that moment, you've been dismissive.
No, I went to Disneyland.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
Which one?
I went to the Florida one.
Oh, my God, you're so lucky.
No, I went with my aunts.
Yeah, that's not as good. That's not as good.
No.
Yeah.
What are your aunts nice?
Yeah.
Okay, well, did they go on other rides with you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's 21. Good.
Of course you were.
So as an adult, you went back to try and... Yeah,
I went as a kid, no.
Yeah.
But then lots of children don't get to go to Disney World. It's expensive.
I've never been.
Yeah. Mm. That's sad.
That is sad, yeah. Whoa! Yeah. Evelyn, that's so
really expensive
cool.
One.
That's where you want to go. Yeah.
I'd like to go to Japan.
Oh, I thought you just wanted to go to Disney.
Yeah. All right, go on then.
Yes, but so
the first point adds up.
Yes.
So let's see what else.
What was the first point?
That you had to fend for yourself, and so you never wanted to appear that you were vulnerable.
Exactly.
Why did I have to fend for myself?
Because your parents weren't because you never went to Disneyland available, and so you
where are you getting
that,
this from though?
Just from you.
It's just your personality and your vibe generally.
Oh, so you can like take anyone's personality now and say this is what your parents
we can
were
take
like.
Yours we can apply it to this
apply
yes
to
yours
okay.
Yeah. Yes
and also yeah so they learn to defend for themselves because they're like, oh, I can't rely on anybody emotionally, so I'm just going to rely on myself.
Okay.
You and feel that's you why can't rely on anybody.
You distance yourself from intimacy and emotional vulnerability.
Yeah,
and also,
you're not very vulnerable.
Yeah. Exactly, everyone will let you down.
They're funny you should say that because that's exactly what your type would say.
No, I'm
that everyone would let with the response that your type would say.
But that's
very interesting.
And oftentimes, because do you remember what, Sunil, when I asked you how your childhood was and you were like, yeah, it was all right, it was good. Oftentimes, dismissive avoidants will say that about their childhood because they haven't dug.
Oh, yeah, no. The thing is, I didn't want to talk to you about it. Because Evelyn like loves to talk about like she loves other people's like she wants to know about trauma. She's like she loves that shit because all she does is read this stuff to try and explain things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's like now what? There's no end to it.
Now that he knows, what does he do?
You
should try to change it if you want to.
Yeah, just change it.
If you just change it,
that would be great.
Relationship.
He doesn't want to.
Because
it's too late.
Yeah.
But what?
Because you often tell me that women are terrifying.
No, I don't.
I've heard you say that you're scared of women. I've heard you say that so many times. And sometimes I've seen you see a woman and go, ah!
I've literally never said that. I've said some women are terrifying. Yeah.
And I've said, why are you hiding behind that door? And then you say, there's a woman on the other side.
When I've said women are terrifying, it's usually if they're like quite overbearing. So that's what I've said. Some women are terrifying in the same way some men are terrifying, but I've never said all women are terrifying. That'd
well, every time you talk about somebody you've been on a date with, you're like, they're terrifying. I'm absolutely scared.
That is true. That is true. In a romantic woman. Yeah. And actually, all your friends, your female friends, are very unoverbearing, maybe underbearing, which is interesting.
What is this?
We're quite underbearing, let's say.
Actually, maybe I'm a bit overbearing.
No, you're not. You're underbearing.
Right? Am I underbearing? She literally wants to go for lunch every day. And I'm like, just.
She wants lunch every day. That's mad.
But not on her own. She can't be alone.
I can be alone, but I'm just like, let's hang out, Sunil, because we're friends.
You don't want to hang out with your friend?
No.
Emotionally dismissive, avoidant.
Because it'll be 3 hours of her going, what are your parents like?
Right. Were there any more points?
Yeah, is there any more?
Oh, so not for that one. That's all I've read so far. But like for my attachment style is fearful, avoidant, or disorganized, it's called, which is a mixture of both.
So what does that mean about your relationship with your parents? How did that?
It means that I experienced trauma when I was a kid.
But nothing to do with your parents?
Well, it does mean also that my emotionally, my mother was... I had to handle her emotions for her.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Because she was very She couldn't handle her own emotions.
Okay.
So I often had to listen to it.
So, and now you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you do differently or change?
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to now. Yeah.
Yeah, but what's that?
Well, I used to run away from men. I used to run away. Well, you know,
it seems you're scared of men as well.
You've never said men are terrifying. Yeah.
You've said women are terrifying, though.
That's true.
No. Well, actually, obviously, you've got more to be terrified.
Men are terrifying. Exactly. Interesting. You're scared of women when they don't pose you any threat.
You're emotionally scared of women.
I'm emotionally and physically scared of women. And it's time the fucking podcast listeners knew that. And that is why I do a podcast with Harriet Kemsley. Because she doesn't count.
I've been told that so many times in my life that I don't count.
Me too, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are the steps you're going to take?
Oh, yeah, go on, yeah.
Oh, so every time a moment presents itself where it's an opportunity to be vulnerable or get close to someone, I'm gonna breathe in and out.
It's a really good idea.
Try to feel the feelings and be aware that I have triggers that make me feel like, oh shit, I want to get out of here, and just like, okay, that's, I'm gonna feel that, but don't do that. So I'm working on that. Yeah,
that's really good.
Thank you.
Is there any hope for Sunil?
Is there any hope for me?
I mean, are you willing to admit that you find women emotionally terrifying?
Never.
Admit that you find women terrifying. Admit it.
Sunil,
never.
Come on.
Never. Never. If I do, you will never know. I will never admit it to you. Literally, we live together,
and you told me this all the time.
You always say when you come back from a date, you don't know what to do. They won't stop messaging me. I don't know. I don't want to upset them, so I'm going on another date with them.
None of this is true.
It's so true.
None of this is true.
Like, as if you're not a willing participant in it. Like, you just have to please the women because they're so scary.
And this is exactly how a dismissive avoidant acts.
Yeah.
No, it's not at all.
And also,
the thing is, this is a trap because if you call someone dismissive, that means they have to accept everything you say to not be called dismissive.
Well, why don't you give it a try?
Is it all it is?
Accept it. Just accept it.
No, but COD psychology, especially when the way you're doing
What do you mean,
it,
COD?
Well, it's nonsense.
It's not.
It's not nonsense. It's... Evelyn Tarot on YouTube.
Yeah. And social workers use this theory.
Yeah, they do great work. But these guys aren't social workers.
No, like, Sunil, the thing is, you get caught in something that's called the anxious dismissive trap. I think, I can't remember the exact
this
trap.
This does seem,
I cannot
it
believe
does,
we're still listening
it does
to
seem like you're
yeah,
in a trap.
On, the anxious
yes.
dismissive
so,
trap, yeah.
Anxious avoidance, anxious preoccupieds are attracted to dismissive avoidance because they have to chase,
right?
And you are
you run
to them because you get to dismiss, you get to run.
Oh, you fuck. Love dismissing women, yeah. So you run because you're scared. Yeah. But
what are
actually,
you literally said one sentence from her.
But the thing is, because you do, yes, you end up. You're like, oh, she's texting me all the time. Oh, blah blah. It's getting too much. It's getting too much. So it's like,
yeah.
But you attract those women.
Yeah. No yeah, problem. You look for them in the first place
How'd
and
you
then you
them?
Dismiss them. So what does that say?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
That's such a dismissive response.
That's why you can't argue with it.
Just why don't you just accept it?
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine. Okay, great. So you're scared of women. So
no,
what are we going to do about it?
You two win. You win.
Thank you. Great. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to shut you in a room with a woman. for 3 days.
Aversion therapy.
And yeah. See if you can hold it one in your hand.
You're going to make me almost drown in order to not be scared of water.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like put you in, like put a snake on you. We're going to put a woman on you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
we're going to see.
Or women.
We're going to, she's just going to be saying the sentence over and over again. Just communicate with me.
Fuck
just
hell.
Let me know what you're feeling.
Yeah, but that's not always a thing,
oh,
is
no,
it?
My, that's my shirt popped.
Something for the Patreon viewers there. Evelyn's shirt just
come join
open.
Us on Patreon. It's very cheap for actually, it's much cheaper than OnlyFans or any
Way
kind of equivalent. In, yeah,
you're welcome, Patreon. Of why is Harriet crying?
Yeah.
Wow.
Harriet?
So, what are you gonna do?
I'm not gonna do anything.
What, but we've
seriously.
Got to work out what you've got to
yeah.
do.
No, I don't.
You've
take
got
any of...
to stop being scared
I
of women.
Cannot
yeah.
take...
Should we get you hypnotized?
You seriously.
Should we get you hypnotized, maybe, or like
think...
some kind of?
Yes, yes. Go back to your childhood.
Yeah.
Go back to the childhood. That's what hypnotherapy does.
Well, I'll get another lad off Fiverr to do it, shall I?
Yeah. Okay. So shut your eyes.
Shut your eyes.
Women aren't a threat.
I can't do it.
Also, stop smoking.
Yeah, if you can just stop me smoking, that'd be fine.
So you need to communicate how you feel, I think, is what we've reached the bottom of here.
Yeah.
And not be afraid of women.
Yeah.
What?
Why are you afraid of intimacy, Samuel?
Because he's worried he's going to be rejected. He hates to be vulnerable.
Yeah,
he has to be strong at all times.
Yeah.
He can never show weakness.
Have you ever
I show
been...
weakness a lot.
No.
I mean, wearing your cap back and forth is
This isn't a great look. Yeah, for this conversation. It's like you're interviewing a jock.
It's not like we're interviewing
yeah, like
a jock at all, to be honest.
Alpha,
it's really.
Like high school jock.
I'd say it's nothing like that, to be honest. I wouldn't
yeah.
say it looks like you've played sport in years.
Oh, it's worse when you turn it to the front.
Yeah,
why?
It's very Bill Gatesy.
It's actually quite
yeah.
small for my head.
It is too small for your head.
Why do you have it?
Why do I have it?
It's too small for your
that's
head.
A really good point, Evelyn.
It's just too tight, that's all.
Okay.
That it's on its last rung actually.
Literally.
He just went to change it, but you literally you can't
I don't know,
you can't
those...
make it any smaller to be
can
honest.
Can we do Harriet now, please?
We've already done
smell?
Me.
No, we haven't. What's hers?
Why does it smell?
It smells burnt, doesn't it?
It's the back door's open, so someone's burning something next door.
Okay,
I think.
That's...
Oh, okay. Are you trying to burn us?
Okay.
Yeah.
Could be the lights. Oh fuck.
Is it?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Wait, is it
you
the
think
lights?
Something's on fire?
Yeah.
What?
Wait,
it's
what?
On fire.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Is it really the lights that are on fire?
Yeah, no, the floodlight, when it gets warm, there's like dust on it, so it just burns
off. Oh.
Scary.
That. Would you say that was an avoidant technique then when
yeah,
you got up just
yeah.
to move away
set
from
the
conversation?
Fire,
yeah.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to get away from the conversation.
Yeah, well, I think we all know that I'm anxious. But it's
I don't think
it's fine.
Anxious.
It can be positive, you know, because you're too scared
think,
to let somebody go.
But I don't think you're anxious at all.
Thank you so much. So I guess I'm secure.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess,
secure.
I guess I'm just really secure. I guess
respect.
I'm just fine.
I've
thank
met
you.
Harriet's parents. Your parents are lovely.
My parents are very lovely.
Are
yeah.
Lovely.
So,
very lovely upbringing.
So how does that explain why I'm here?
How does that explain you? Like,
how does it? What went
fine.
Wrong?
Everything
there
was well.
Really there must have been some kind of
yeah,
glitch.
I don't find you anxious at all.
Yeah, thank you.
More just like thoughtless and a little bit careless.
Well, okay. That seems
That's
rude.
That's not one of the types, Sunil.
That was just an insult. That was not related to anything.
Not everyone fits into your convenient little box.
Okay.
Just a bit sort of forgetful.
You don't need That's to keep listing.
No,
we've pointed out that it's not a type. So Evelyn, what other self-help books did you read? So did you, because Evelyn's been in Sweden during all of lockdown, so we haven't seen her. Mm-hmm. So what have you been doing?
You've been
improving yourself.
Brené Brown.
I love Brené Brown.
Love Brené Brown.
Have you listened to Brené Brown?
I'm not, no.
Oh my God.
Because you do a lot of self-soothing. Oh, that's another thing for the dismissive avoidant, I actually realized. Self-soothing, which is like watch a lot of TV shows or like take up hobbies. Sunil, you're famous for taking up like juicing for 1 week and then you're
done.
Yes.
One week is generous.
I looked great for
and
6 weeks.
You were going to build a, what was a model car?
Yeah, basically after every Edinburgh, I'm always like, I should just take some time off and not do any comedy, do something else. So I just try and do something in September every year.
And he ordered it. It came to the house and then it was just stood in the living room.
It just stood in the living room.
For like forever until you moved out.
Until I moved out, yeah.
And then like so you do these things. It's like self-soothing. You soothe yourself, basically a way to distract yourself from dealing with the pain.
Yeah, I think also how you imagine yourself is not how you are. I think I think you imagine you're some kind of like wood chopping like
I absolutely
earth,
don't
like strong man
I've
that can
never
do like
myself as that.
That can do like things like building and stuff and now you have
a
none of those
king.
I think
I am a crypto king though.
I don't know if you
I don't
are
know.
You
Well,
maybe
it depends how the markets are today. But very much depends.
Think everyone know the week.
Sorry for bringing it back to
Yes,
I've been watching Brené Brown. She's great. You should watch her too, Sunil.
Yeah, she's. Yeah. You'll learn a lot about shame.
Yeah.
But then the thing is, like, and I totally accept this is like, this might be important information and stuff. But my issue with all of this stuff is that it's not actually helpful, but it's just entertainment. It's just another form of entertainment.
It's not, Sunil. So no, it's very traumatic. It's very like you have to really dig deep to do these things. Actually,
I understand. Maybe like having therapy is very useful, but I mean more like watching YouTube videos about things or like reading about stuff. That's just another branch of the entertainment industry.
Oh my
and
God!
People making money off people who think they can solve their problems, but there's no. That's
it's
not
just
how it
a
works.
Glossary for the feelings you're feeling.
Yeah, that could. What's the point of that?
In company, what's the point?
Yeah, yeah. What do you get from that?
To understand yourself.
Yeah, you understand yourself better.
And then what do you do, though?
Then like, you can face your actual pain or trauma.
But what does that, like, how does that manifest itself? Like, what does that do?
So
how do
I, do that? Me, now, I'm, basically, I faced my core thing.
Right.
Which I won't bring up on the podcast, but, and it's taken me like 33 years to do that.
Right.
And now that I am, instead of numbing the pain that I used to feel from it, I face it and actually cry a lot. There was a period when I started to do this where it felt like grief, like I was grieving. Because
but you did that through therapy, right? You talked.
I hardly
about
talked about it in therapy.
So everything
it's
you've
learned.
It's
first now that I'm starting to talk about it in therapy. Right. But of course, I've done therapy for four years, and it's all come up to this point so that I can start talking about it.
Right.
But in addition to that, like listening to Brené Brown and stuff, because she just puts a glossary to all of these feelings.
Right.
It's made it much easier to navigate the feelings.
Right.
Because otherwise it was just a jungle. And then it was like, oh, I'm feeling that it's because of this. And so it's like, oh, basically one thing she talks about is numbing. You try to numb the shame and the pain. Mm. And so I numb, you know, everybody numbs. Like,
You numb. You numb all the time. Yeah, you numb.
Both numb.
You numb with almond croissants. That's what you numb with.
Me too. But and so now what I'm seeing now is that I'm like, okay, let's feel it. Let's feel everything. And it was painful at first, but now it's like, okay, I'm feeling everything and I'm not eating as much.
That's so brave to try and feel things. You should try that.
What are you doing in the middle of this conversation?
No, because I've done the same thing as Evelyn, where I had for a while like loads of like thoughts, and I just thought you had to feel that way, and then you don't actually have to feel that way. There is a way out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've both done like loads of therapy and stuff. And
yeah, but but we're just saying we're not the only ones that could do it. Like there, it's maybe someone else sat. It's maybe someone else sat here with us that could also do it and might help them maybe. Like
Elliot.
It's not Elliot. Elliot's done it. Me and Evelyn have done it. So we're just trying to think of another person that might be in this room that maybe could do it. Do some self-reflection, introspection. Be a bit braver.
To watch any TED Talks.
You don't need to watch TED Talks, but you need to go and sit in a room with a
with Evelyn.
With me, Sunil.
God, imagine you as a therapist.
I would be. I mean, I have sort of been a therapist to like several men.
That's true.
Have
you? Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, I just want to talk a little. I just want to talk about like my relationship with my mother. Oh, my God, tell me more.
No, thank you. To Evelyn as my therapist. Or Harriet.
Why? I'd be a good therapist.
No, you can't have a therapist who's your friend as well.
Yeah.
Oh, my therapist. I think I'm becoming friends with
that.
That's a bad sign, Evelyn. No, that's bad.
I think we're going to end our session soon.
I'll be your therapist. Right,
should we knock it on the head soon? Or
what?
How long we got left?
Do you want to hear a sad story?
All right, go on. Let's have a sad story.
Okay, this one is actually really sad. I have to turn. Passcode. Oh my God. I have to turn airplane mode off on my phone. Hang
this
on.
Went really quick. Are we just almost done?
No, I don't know. I just said that.
He was just trying to avoid the.
We've got
you dismissive
time left.
Avoidant.
You're a dismissive avoidant.
I'm drinking bubble tea.
Okay.
Is it nice? I never really. You look really happy. Swallowed, chewed, and drowned by hippos. Strange deaths by Africa's most dangerous animal.
Hippos
did you know?
Dangerous.
No, you didn't know that. Yeah, nobody, nobody knew that. Nobody knew that until I just found out. Literally, they're more. Okay, guess what? The most.
Nobody knew that until you found out.
Shush.
I didn't know it.
Evelyn didn't know it.
Yeah.
You didn't know it. You just pretended
I knew
after I said it.
Were dangerous.
No. Okay, so what's the most dangerous animal on the planet?
I don't know.
Humans.
Wow.
Humans.
Fucking end the podcast there.
Humans are the most dangerous. Yeah.
Wow,
what's the second most dangerous,
so dangerous
animal?
To what? Dangerous to who?
Dangerous to themselves.
To the planet.
Who's the most dangerous animal to themselves?
Probably humans. Yeah, and all those ones that jump off, when they jump off after each other.
Lemmings.
But what's the second most dangerous animal in the world?
Hippo.
Yeah, it's a hippo, but you probably wouldn't have thought that.
Absolutely
you wouldn't have said that. You wouldn't have said that.
About?
You would have thought it's a lion.
Yeah, or a shark.
I wouldn't have said the most dangerous animal in the world is a human. I don't know who you're talking to. Who, though?
Everybody. Who kills
to
more
everybody.
People or animals? Humans.
Oh, right. So it's who kills the most humans.
Well, what means dangerous? To you, it's women. That's your.
So it is humans.
Literally what Avatar is about and the Planet of the Apes.
There we go.
I do not retract that these are the two biggest losers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, go on then. Hippo at someone.
They're the third largest land mammal on Earth after the elephant and the rhinoceros. They are semi-aquatic. So sometimes what they'll do is they can run at speeds of over 20 miles an hour.
How is this a sad story?
How many miles can you run an hour?
Certainly not that fast.
Three.
She's building it up.
Less than walking speed.
Harriet's building it up.
She's not building it up. She's not read it. She's not read the article.
I read this twice, actually, and then I sent it to Bobby.
First time ever.
And I tagged him on the Twitter link. It's very. I don't think people know. We need to let people know because everyone, they say hippos are portrayed as like cute little like ballet dancing animals,
yeah,
and actually they're vicious.
They are vicious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But maybe they're only vicious when they're attacked.
No. That's a misconception about hippos. They are vegetarians, but they will kill for fun.
They kill for fun.
They kill for fun.
That's fucked up.
What do they kill for fun?
That's really
humans. And they swim and they attack boats and then they drown the boat. So like there's like people are just like in a boat and they're like, oh, what a cute little hippo. They don't know it's the second most dangerous animal on Earth, or that the other people in the boat they're with are the most dangerous animals on Earth. And then they say, watch out, and then it starts rocking the boat and it drowns them.
Why does it hit our boats?
What?
Why does it hit boats?
because the people are in the boats. They want to
kill humans. Are you not listening?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if that's true or not, and I don't think it is.
It is.
So
that they kill humans for sport?
Yeah, for fun.
That's not true.
I think
yes, it is true.
It's all right.
A Tampa Bay woman survived a 2018 hippo attack. Now she tells her story. Wait, where's Tampa Bay?
Florida, isn't it?
Florida.
Do they have hippos in Florida?
Well, she attacked in Florida, though. Maybe she wasn't attacked in Florida.
Okay. I have a leg. It may not look the same, but it's here.
That's really sad.
She sat in a canoe that had been rowed to shore, and the beast that had attacked her was out of sight somewhere in the Zambezi River, not Florida.
Okay, good.
She never saw its face. It was December 1st, 2018. It was her birthday.
Do you guys reckon if in the lineup she could pick out the hippo that attacked
She
her?
Never saw its face, Evelyn. She never saw its face. She wouldn't be able to. She couldn't.
Unacceptable to do that.
She was on a river tour that was described as a beginner-friendly venture on calm waters.
No.
Pfft. Not.
I hope she sued them. I hope she got her money back.
So something broke from the water beneath the canoe.
What was it?
It was a hippo. She popped to the surface and she saw Ryan, that's her husband, swimming to shore. She was maybe five strokes away from land, but something clamped on her right leg, yanked her underwater, and tossed her side to side like a dog with a chew toy.
Oh, gross.
Instinct took over. Hold your breath. Don't panic.
Do you guys reckon that hippos, you know, like sharks, they swim like and you see the little like fin stick up. Hippos, like what sticks up from the hippo?
What the sticks teeth? Up? Its ears.
Its ears!
Its ears. She borrowed her husband's phone after she got to land. She called her mother who said, "Do you want me to sing you happy birthday?" No, Mum, Kristen said. I got attacked by a hippo. Snill, you're not even listening.
Why are hippos so aggressive?
Snill, I'm telling you a story about a woman.
Did you just kick me?
Yeah, I kicked you because you weren't listening.
I'm looking up to your facts that are wrong.
You need to listen to the story.
For decades, hippos have been hunted for their meat and their teeth. So over time, hippos have developed a very defensive response to human invaders.
Why do you need...
So they're not doing it for sport. It's because they're threatened by humans.
Paul Templer, perhaps the most well-known hippo attack survivor, was nearly swallowed whole by one of the huge mammals.
Nearly swallowed whole.
He emerged with a gaping chest wound and ultimately lost an arm, but went on to work as a motivational speaker. Might have seen his videos on YouTube. You won't see them. As he told The Guardian in 2013, time passes very slowly when you're in a hippo's mouth.
Fucking hell. Print that on a wall.
I have a question though. Why are hippos hunted for their teeth? What do you do with the teeth?
I don't know. I guess it's trophies. I'm just
necklaces.
Guessing. Yeah.
While she was in hospital, her family brought her hungry hippos and a hippo emblazoned T-shirt.
Her family's taking the piss out of her.
And they joked that the hippo just wanted to give her a birthday kiss.
That's awful. That's so funny. What a horrible
Wild Horizons website no longer features a guided canoe tour option, but advertises its adventure pass with a photo of a hippo bursting from the water, jaws agape.
Okay, what are the world's deadliest animals? I missed that. What was it?
Well, you should listen when I speak, and then you'll know what I'm talking about.
You could have laughed with us.
Oh my God, you missed out so many dangerous animals from your list.
It's number two. Hippo was number two after humans. They kill 500 humans
a
year.
Not on the BBC list.
Oh, fuck the BBC.
Yeah. Crocodiles. The sexy fly.
The sexy fly.
Sexy.
What disease is it?
Sleeping sickness. Parasitic disease.
Because then you fall asleep and you can't move because you're so sleepy.
20 to 30. It kills 10,000 a year.
No, it doesn't.
I feel like that doesn't count because it's
dogs.
Like an insect.
Dogs are responsible for the deaths of 25,000 people a year.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. From rabies.
Not cavapoos, though.
Snakes. 50,000 dead from snakes.
Not a year.
This is a year. An estimated 50,000 people a year are killed by snakes.
Okay, well, Snail, you ruined the story. I think it's really...
725,000 people are killed by this animal every year.
Humans in wars, probably. Millions of people in wars.
No, that's not how many people die in wars. Way less than that die in wars.
Millions in wars.
725,000 people die from which animal?
A cat. What is it?
Be serious. If you want to know, be serious.
Shark.
Evelyn's just on her phone now.
Well, you were on your
phone. Yeah, for the podcast.
Evelyn's just checking her messages.
Literally on Instagram.
What is it? What Mosquito. Is it? It's an insect. It doesn't count.
Gives you malaria, you'll
so now I think you've just proved Evelyn's diagnosis by being really dismissive of my hippo really fact.
Yeah. Really what?
You're really dismissive of my hippo fact, today. Which is your type.
We're two
dismissive.
Which is actually a new.
Do you
podcast.
List?
No.
Do you not occasionally have a list?
No. See, you're avoiding opportunities to be emotionally vulnerable.
Yeah, you could be. You could say
emotionally vulnerable. It wouldn't be with you two.
You could say I'm scared of hippos, which is what you should say after hearing that story.
I'd be scared of a hippo if I was faced with one.
Well, surprise, Snail. Because the 100th episode.
Where's the hippo?
It's you have to fight a hippo to survive your fears.
You'd be scared if you were bitten by a malaria-ridden flea or a
I wouldn't.
Mosquito. Yeah, you would.
I wouldn't. I'd just go and get take a malaria tablet.
Yeah, unfortunately, some pills. People can't access
I know, and it's awful, so, of course. Of course.
Please help them.
I thought you were going to say, please join our Patreon.
Please join our Patreon. And we'll help them with the money.
No.
No.
Oh, my God.
I
you just made Elliot go audibly,
I understand why it took you 5 years to do 100 episodes.
Neil. So thank you so much for listening to our 100th episode, everybody. Evelyn has a very good podcast that you can listen to.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
To tell everyone about your podcast, Evelyn.
You ever going to have Harriet on?
Oh, yeah.
Get Harriet on to Rise to Meet You.
It'd be lovely.
Why is that funny?
Yeah, why is that funny, Sonia?
Why is that funny?
Yeah.
Because
I'm what?
Because you're funny.
You're laughing, imagining how funny it would be.
Yeah. I can just imagine Nigel in this position dealing with what you two did, and it would be far harsher than what I've said to you.
Wow.
Yeah, but it doesn't justify you being harsh.
Yeah, just
because
Nigel's
harsh
doesn't mean
you
have to be harsh.
I was listening. I was very interested.
You felt attacked because you're afraid of women.
I didn't feel attacked. I felt
attacked
fine.
And then you attacked us.
I didn't attack you.
Yes,
you attacked before you attacked.
We have evidence. It's been recorded.
What did I say to attack you? How did you feel attacked?
You said we were the stupidest people you'd ever met. I feel like you said that at some point.
You called us losers.
I think you said
you're the stupidest people. I said you're the two biggest losers.
Oh, sorry, my mistake.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
Not the same thing.
You're not stupid. In no way are either of you
thank
stupid.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Snail. So Evelyn's podcast is Rise to Meet You.
Yeah.
Very good podcast.
Very good podcast.
Do you have
for white people too. It's not just me.
Oh, that's why
listeners.
You were saying it would be funny if I went on Rise to Meet You. It was a race joke.
Yeah. So Neil's been on it, and you were very uncomfortable because Nigel was really mean to you.
Oh.
No, that's not me. I was fine. Oh. He was upset because
scared of women and Nigel.
No, so Evelyn tried to get me on her podcast to talk about housemate issues, but we didn't really have anything that we were both arguing about.
We did, so but then quite, I think it I think was Nigel, because we took more attention. Like, Nigel didn't like it because he didn't get any attention.
Oh, yeah, he was calling it the most boring
he doesn't
podcast.
Live with you.
Yeah,
he was calling it really boring.
Yeah, he didn't like it, yeah. Because he's very...
Yeah,
self,
so I was absolutely fine on there.
Yeah, you were, yeah.
But
yeah.
As you can see, these two like to make things up for a bit of drama.
I wasn't even there.
I mean, look in up attachment instances. Theory. Look up attachment theory.
Look it up
and
if you
read about
want.
Dismissive avoidance.
Keep on reading. Keep on reading.
Tell me it's
never,
not Sunil
ever,
Patel.
Keep reading
tell
and never
me.
Change. That's what I've learned from this episode.
Evelyn, do you have any shows coming up?
No, I don't.
You have one tonight?
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it won't be out there. It'll be out in 2 weeks.
I'm going to be on Mock the Week.
Yeah. Woo! Oh, my June. God.
We're recording June 15th, but I don't know. Is it
like
coming
that.
Out a week
this
after
will be
that?
Out. This should be out this week.
Mid-June.
Oh, my God.
Mid-June.
Yeah, so watch me on Mock the Week.
That's
where
very
I
exciting.
Have makeup on.
Evelyn Mock the Week. It's so
I
cute.
Know,
I have
finally
to make a joke
finally.
About it.
Do you have to, though?
I think I do.
She has to.
She must.
I really must.
You're doing your show at Soho Theatre. I think this will be out too late for that.
I
didn't time that very well. I'm doing Camden Fringe in August.
Yay!
so lots to look forward to, everybody.
Yay!
I watch episode 4 of Alan Partridge. I'm Alan.
Why?
I'm
you're. Partridge. You said I'm Alan Partridge.
You're Alan Partridge.
No, that was the old series, wasn't it? I meant it's this time.
No, you said Partridge. It was just the way you said it. It was like you. Oh, no, I'm
playing Alan Partridge now. And also, that's it, I think.
That was such an Alan Partridge thing to say.
And what are the new Apple advert? I mean, the new Apple adverts.
Is it out?
Yeah, I think it's.
You're allowed to announce it.
It's just Sunil's big face.
It's just my big face, isn't it?
Oh, I can't wait. You were so secretive about it, but now you can announce it.
Role. Did you know that?
Yeah,
I did know that,
I was supposed to be the driver, and she was supposed to be the barista.
But then you got the barista part.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't get a call back.
Sunil told me that you turned it down.
No, I said that she wanted to do another one in Sweden instead.
Oh, yeah, and then I lost that one too, yeah.
Oh, Sunil, you're such a thief.
Yeah, I'll take what I fucking want.
Anyway, thank you for listening. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/whyisharrietcrying, where the podcast becomes weekly, so you get an episode every single week.
Yay.
And you can watch the videos and you can see Evelyn's left breast.
My left one. Yeah,
thanks so much, everybody. It was the good one. Bye. Happy 100th.
Happy 100th.
Happy 100th to us.
Heart.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode of Why Is Harriet Crying? If you want more episodes and more from us, you can go to our Patreon. Just look for Why Is Harriet Crying on the Patreon website. And for £3 a month, you can get double the amount of episodes. Imagine that. And there are various different tiers. You can be on my team or Harriet's team and get extra bonus features. So head over there and subscribe.
But seriously, please, can you join my team and not Sunil's team? Because I do take it personally whenever anyone joins Sunil's.
Yeah, join Harriet's team. She needs it.